Well, we moved from the former facility at 2000 East Moffitt at the beginning of June, and that building we had been in for about 25 years. So we had been putting out more and more food each and every year, but in the same amount of square feet. So we had been in 22,000 square feet. In June, we moved into the new facility donated by Springfield Pepsi, and we went up to 56,000 square feet. So it really helped with a lot of different issues we were dealing with, things like diverting product to other areas, just the types of product that we received, the cold storage. It really helped with a lot of those issues. So we're excited to be in.
And any challenges along the way transitioning?
So far, so good. We haven't had any major hiccups. It's been actually surprisingly smooth transition, so we're very thankful for that. I think it takes a little bit for our agencies who come and pick up to get used to that transition. But like I said, so far, so good. We've had a lot of people still come in and bring donations, come in and get a tour. And yeah, it's just been wonderful so far.
And so what are the benefits going to be of the new facility?
Well, one of the things we've been struggling with is we had been diverting about 1 million pounds of product over the past year to other regional food banks because we just didn't have room for it. So we don't have to do that here. We have 4 zones of cold storage. We have a freezer, a cooler, a produce cooler, and a dairy cooler. So we can keep those different types of products at the temperatures they need to be to extend the life of those. We've got a volunteer area that's away from the forklift traffic, so it's much safer. We have just more room overall. Before we had food on the floor, we had it stacked 3 high. It was really difficult to have large groups of volunteers. So now we don't have to deal with that anymore. And we've got a nice area where we can clean product and sort it and make sure we are managing all of the millions of pounds of food we see every year in a good way.
So does this increase your capacity?
It really does. Yes, our former facility held about 700,000 pounds of food at one time. This new facility, now I'm not 100% on this number, but I would say it holds about 1.2 million pounds at a time. So increased volume. And like I said, there's much more room to move around. So whereas before it was kind of like a closet where you'd have to go all the way to the back to get to the product that you need, and you'd have to pull everything out in front of it. So now we can get to the product. It's much more efficient. And for those cold and frozen items that we're seeing more and more of these days, we can have proper storage for those as well. So we're not having to divert those to places like St. Louis or Champaign or Chicago.
So does this increase your need for volunteers?
It does, yes. We have regular volunteer needs now, whereas before it was maybe groups of 8 or less. So we need people, 5 days a week to come in and sort through the miscellaneous product and to sort the totes of potatoes and things like that we get in. And that's a very consistent need. We need all kinds of odd jobs. We need somebody to sit at the front desk. We're looking for a volunteer coordinator, things like that. So as we work within this new facility, we're finding that there are some new needs that we have.
So tomorrow you guys are going to have an open house. Tell us what the point of that is and what people will be able to check out.
Yes, our open house is tomorrow, Thursday, from 4:30 to 7, and it's at the new facility, which is 1937 East Cook Street. We haven't really had an opportunity to welcome in the community since we've been in the new facility quite yet. So this is a chance for people to stop by after work. We're going to have some light refreshments. We'll be giving tours. We really just want people to come in and see who we are and what we do within this new facility because, maybe you never made it over to the old building, but this new facility is really something to see. And there's just so many opportunities here, so many ways that we can grow and help the community. And we really want people to be part of that. So we would love for them to stop by and just take a look, even if it's for a few minutes.
And how can people get involved, say they can't maybe show up for the open house?
There are lots of things you can do. Maybe you could volunteer at one of our special events, or you could come volunteer during the week sometime. You could donate money. You could have a food drive. If you have kids at home, you could have a lemonade stand and have them donate the proceeds. There's lots of different things that you can do, and the need remains the same. It's very consistent, and we know that 1 in 4 children in our service area are food insecure, meaning they don't have steady access to food. And when you think about 25%, that's a really high number, and that's a lot of kids who are going home each night wondering if there's going to be dinner on the table. So those are the things that we're trying to solve. If people want more information, visit our website, which is centralilfoodbank.org, and feel free to give us a call. That number is 217-522-4022.